This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, foes, enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you the Sons of Liberty media editor, Tim Brown. I'm filling in for Bradley today. He's off. We're giving him a little break. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for him today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. If you'd like to check us out online, we can be found at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you want to follow up Bradley, you can catch him on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, and also on Facebook. You can catch him at Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. And we'd love to have you on that. And also today we're going to be talking about the Second Amendment. Bradley asked me if I'd highlight some things because of what's taking place in various states across the country in attacks on freedoms that, like it or not, they do set a precedent. They're unlawful precedences, but they do set a precedent for other states to go ahead and to say, well, if this was okay here, then we can just do it here. And this is the problem that we're facing throughout the country, is that we allow precedent to take some kind of preeminence over what the law actually is. So if you'd like to join in at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And I'll be happy to take your call. Hey, if you disagree with me, let me hear what you have to say that you disagree on. But let's always keep the standard as for what the law is. And the law is there to uphold justice and to protect our rights. I mean, that is the point of the law. So if you'd like to call in and do that, please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet today. So if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to get into a lot of these things in the second segment. What we have going on, a couple things. In Washington State this past Sunday, an armed citizen killed a suspect who was, well, he was suspected of multiple carjackings that day. One involved actually shooting one of the drivers who would not comply with his demands. And this happened in a Walmart parking lot there in Washington State, a Washington State where they are attacking, openly attacking, with the help of people like former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Moms Demand Action, Bill Gates of Microsoft. They're openly attacking your rights to keep and bear arms, Washington. And many citizens there have stood up against it, have protested, not only protested, but openly defied the representatives who are nothing more than criminals because they're not upholding their oath of office. But that happened in Washington State this past Sunday. Also, Delaware, another state led by, we can call them Democrats if we want. You can call them that if that's what you want. These people are communists. They are for redistribution of wealth. They tell you they care about the poor, but only with your money, not with theirs. They are willing to imprison you if you don't pay to do what they want with your money. And Delaware, the governor there, along with the majority of these Democrats, these communists who are in the House and Senate there in Delaware, they not only voted, but they signed pretended legislation, because it's not real law. It undermines the law to unconstitutionally ban bump stocks. They want to ban a piece of plastic. Okay? And they've been called out on it. There have been attorneys who have sent letters on behalf of gun rights advocates and have been warned that they will file litigation against them over this issue, because they're not only in violation of the U.S. Constitution and the Delaware Constitution, but they're going against even set precedent by courts. And one of the courts that were mentioned specifically was the Ninth Circuit. I mean, it's a very liberal court. And yet, they're in violation of that. So keep that in mind as we move forward. We're going to talk about some of these things in this hour. 13 facts the media pros don't want you to know about family border separation, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, after being caught red-handed, James Comey fires back at Hillary. Even at this late date, she doesn't understand what the investigation in her case was about. Now, you know, I don't really have any care for James Comey, but his point is well taken. She keeps thinking it's about just an email server, which that's a part of it. She did that illegally. It was against federal law for her to have that and use or, you know, transfer things that were considered classified over that. It wasn't illegal for her to have an email server. What was illegal was for her to have an email server that was unsecured, and to transfer classified information over. That's what her problem was. That's where her crime was. And James Comey is pointing out that she was committing a crime, but yet he wouldn't refer her to prosecution. So where is his hypocrisy at? In any case, sonsoflibertymedia.com, illegal aliens are a domestic violence problem. Is Pelosi trying to incite rebellion on the immigration issue? Of course she is. She's trying to stir people up, to instigate them against the current administration, who's doing nothing more than the previous administration did regarding these. Except we know for a fact the previous administration was actually enticing illegals over through the food stamps program and various other things to take care of them. Why America's trade war with China will be absolutely crippling for the U.S. economy, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also, Puerto Rican mayor who bashed Trump faces FBI corruption probe. Isn't that interesting how all that work comes out? Okay, we're up against a break here, so on the other side, we'll pick that up. You want to check out Bradley's new article. It's also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we'll talk to you after the break.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to join us at any time, we're going to be talking about gun confiscation. That's what the issue is. When you hear gun control, think gun confiscation. That's exactly what it is. And you say, well, no, it's not. They're writing common sense gun laws. That's what they're telling us, right? There's two things to keep in mind. First, there's no such thing as a common sense gun law. There just isn't. No authority has been given to government to restrict rights. Rights are something that come from God. Therefore, they're not to be restricted. They're not to be infringed. They're not to be regulated. Okay? So when we hear this phrase, common sense gun laws, what we're really talking about are laws that infringe on law-abiding citizens. Because that's who they infringe on. They don't infringe on criminals. Criminals are going to do what they're going to do with a gun anyway. Or any other object. Whether it be a knife, a pencil, a screwdriver, a hammer, an axe, their fists. Pick your thing that you want to commit a crime with. Okay? So regulating, restricting any of those things really doesn't do anything to stop a criminal. They help politicians self-aggrandize and gain some kind of popularity or ride some kind of emotional wave that the people are feeling, acting as though they're doing something when they're really doing nothing except violating your rights, which is, we should call it criminal, because our constitutions, whether it be federal or state, are there to restrict government. They're not to restrict the people. They're to restrict the government from being tyrannical, like usurping authority. And so when you have something like a Second Amendment, which all the states agree to. They agree to uphold that. Now, specifically, that's stated towards the federal government. I grant that it's in a federal constitution. I grant that. But the logical progression of rights, the term rights, and that term simply means liberty or authority. Okay? That's what it means. So we have liberty, we have authority in the areas where our rights are, or what our rights are. Now, those rights are specifically tied to duties. And what am I talking about? We have duties before God that we are to be engaged in. And so, therefore, our liberty to do that duty, or our authority to do that duty within our jurisdiction, is not to be infringed by government. That's what's being communicated. Okay? It's being communicated, we most commonly understand it, in our federal constitution, the Bill of Rights. Those things are being expressed there. That was first given to us in the Declaration of Independence. Now, it is an Enlightenment term, I'll grant people that, but the fact of the matter is the concept is there in Scripture that we are to do our duty before God, and to do our duty, there are certain liberties that we have. Among those are freedom of speech, the free exercise of religion, specifically the Christian religion. Obviously, our founders were not pagan, they were not atheists, they were not Mohammedan, they were not Buddhist or Hindu, they were Christian. And so the idea was that we had the freedom to express outwardly what the Christian religion demanded of us. And that was publicly, not within the four walls of a church building or even in our own homes, but even out in public, in government, whatever the case may be. So I want you to understand that as we look into a couple of these instances that are going on in our country today regarding attacks against what we term the Second Amendment, or the right to keep and bear arms. Okay, that's what the Second Amendment does. The Second Amendment doesn't give us a right to keep and bear arms. It was written to protect that right. That right already exists apart from the Constitution. It existed long before the Constitution. And that right was there in order that we might fulfill our duty before God of defending those that we care about, and also ensuring the security of a free state from tyranny. And so that's where that comes from. That's sort of the lead up to everything that I'm getting at, and why this is important that I point this out. So, many of you thought when Donald Trump was elected to office, well, he must be the opposite, the exact opposite of what Hillary Clinton was. And we know where Hillary Clinton stood. Recently, she was to be honored by the Giffords Law Center. And part of that was her stand against, you know, the NRA and for more, quote unquote, common sense gun control legislation, which, as I said, is nothing more than gun confiscation. That's what you need to understand. When you hear that term, think gun confiscation, because they're writing laws in order that they might be able to confiscate your guns. If you violate this law, you're guilty of this law, then we're going to come take your guns. We're going to take your property. Okay? We already know that Donald Trump has said several things. Look, he said some good things. Let's give him credit where he says some good things. I appreciated that he wanted to, you know, give teachers bonuses and stuff if they carried. Great. I think that's a wonderful thing. But then he wanted to use federal money to do it. And I'm like, no, because you should be eliminating the Department of Education, the gun-free zones that schools are a part of, where 90-something percent of mass shootings actually take place, and return all control back locally, not to the states, not to the, and certainly not to the federal government, but to the local districts where parents have control over what's going on with their kids, okay? Education-wise, security-wise, whatever the case may be, if they want to continue to do that, or they homeschool them, which is what I recommend you do. But if you thought just because Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka, the Marxist, the usurper in chief that he was, was out of office and Donald Trump came in, that the Second Amendment is no longer under attack, that's just silly. You can think again. It is under attack. And I'm going to give you a couple of instances. In New Jersey, this issue concerning bump stock bans. That was previous. In New Jersey, there was a city ordinance that was passed. Now get this. This city council was led by none other than a former Marine. Okay? And they passed an ordinance which effectively banned legal retail gun sales in the city. Get that. This was passed. It was led by a guy who is a former Marine captain. So he's not like just an enlisted guy. He's an officer. An officer specifically take the oath to uphold the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. This council member, Steve Kahn, has went from becoming a defender of our country to become a traitor. There's just no nice way to put it. Okay? This is in the town of Piscataway. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. The township there. And Mr. Kahn, again, a former U.S. Marine captain, spearheaded this ordinance. He has forgotten his oath or didn't believe it in the first place. I don't know which one it is, but his actions are speaking very much louder than whatever he said with his mouth. Here's what he said. The federal government has been willingly absent on the epidemic of gun violence. The problem is that he is using, borrowing these terms from these outlets like the American Medical Association, which we know what they're all about when it comes to guns, too. They're pushing an agenda, too. Gun violence is not an epidemic. It is a behavior. It is a crime. An epidemic is when somebody gets a disease and it's, you know, you can pass that on to somebody. That's what an epidemic is. Gun violence is not an epidemic. Gun violence is behavior. It is, well, I say it's a crime. It's a crime if a criminal is committing it. Sometimes there's gun violence and it's a law-abiding citizen stopping a criminal. So that's not a crime. They're protecting someone else, like the guys out in Washington, stopping the carjacker. And we'll get into that a little bit more in the second half of the show. But understand, they're presenting this as though this is some kind of, you know, health issue. And it's not. And on the other side of the break, we'll pick up with Mr. Kahn's statements and a couple of other stories that are in the news that you need to be aware of. Hang on.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who says House members will vote on a bill that would keep families together at the southern border with Mexico. That vote is expected tomorrow.
Under this bill, when people are being prosecuted for illegally crossing the border, families will remain together under DHS custody throughout the length of their legal proceedings.
Ryan saying the bill would be a long-term fix for the problem. More immediate help could be coming from an executive order. The president says he'll be signing perhaps today.
We want to keep families together. It's very important. I'll be signing something in a little while that's going to do that.
The president also saying he's canceled the annual congressional picnic at the White House tomorrow evening, saying it doesn't feel right to hold it when so much needs to get done. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to chime in on the subject that we're talking about, which is a gun confiscation and what's going on in several states of the Union, feel free to do so, 1-866-582-9933. And if you're tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. This is Tim. I am the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we're talking currently about what's going on in Delaware. There they have a town council that has pushed for a zoning ordinance which effectively bans legal retail gun sales. In other words, gun shops. You will not be able to have retail sales of guns there. Now, you know, frankly, one of the guys has mentioned that they don't have any gun shops there now. But what this does will prevent any from coming into the town in the future. And we'll see how they are at odds with not only precedent, but with the Constitution, with the law that's there. And it's being spearheaded by former Marine Captain Steve Kahn. He says the federal government has been willingly absent on the epidemic of gun violence. With a president and congressional majority abhorrently mired in demagoguery, it is left to states and local governments to protect their residents, so we acted. Okay. Again, before I went to the break, epidemics are disease-related. Gun violence is not an epidemic. It's just not. Furthermore, the federal government should be silent on gun violence. as we gave them absolutely zero, zip, nada, no authority to speak or to legislate when it comes to arms. None. We gave them no authority on that. Every federal gun law that comes out of D.C. is unlawful. I don't know how to put it any other way. It really is unlawful. And the ATF trying to enforce those laws, and I call them pretended laws, because it's very clear, the Second Amendment's clear, shall not be infringed. It's very clear. Where is Congress in the enumerated powers that Congress has given? Where do they have authority to write law that restricts or regulates arms? They don't. It's not in there. If you want to disagree with me, fine, call up and then cite the place in the Constitution where it is in its context. I don't think I'll get any callers, but you're welcome to give it a shot. So, we didn't give them any authority to do that. Mr. Khan, like many of these communist gun confiscators, that's what I'm starting to refer to them as, must have forgot that part about the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't care how many laws you think you write to change it. I don't care if you want to take the Second Amendment out of the Constitution. The fact of the matter is, it is a right that exists. You can take the Second Amendment out. Guess what? It's going to be there under the 10th. Because if you take that out, those rights that are given by God to the people will still be inherently there. It's under the 10th Amendment, too, if it's not listed in those rights. And yet, Mr. Khan and his little gang there in Piscataway in New Jersey think that they can do whatever they want. Here's what he said. An AR-15 with a standard round has a maximum effective range of 400 to 600 meters. At the very least, those who sell these weapons of war under lax federal laws should not be that close to places where children and families gather. Since the federal government refuses to ban these weapons, we need to be ever more proactive at the local level. Now, there's a lot of places where I can go off on this, on Mr. Khan. Now, Mr. Khan is a former Marine captain, as I've said before. He knows better. AR-15s are not weapons of war, to be honest. They're not used in warfare. Can they be used? Sure, but they're going to require a lot more cleaning and everything else than anything that our military uses. Okay? It doesn't matter how effective they are. A lot of effective, you know, measures with guns depends on the shooter. You got a poor marksman, he's not very effective with anything. Okay? The fact he references federal laws shows you that he does not understand the Constitution and the fact that it limits the federal government in the first place from writing law. They're not supposed to be writing laws on that anyway, but they've been doing it. The fact that weapons are close to children or families is irrelevant too. It's an irrelevant thing. If that is Mr. Khan's argument, how many police within that township have AR-15s or shotguns, for that matter? How many? Mr. Khan, you're going to tell us it's okay for them to have it? Well, it's okay for them to have it because they're government, they're law enforcement, and they have to have the... Really? That's your argument. It's a silly argument. It's really bad logic. And furthermore, the zoning ordinance doesn't stop one crime. Writing words never stopped any criminal. Never, ever. So... But let me go further, because the Second Amendment, this hardly ever comes out. The Second Amendment does express the protection of weapons of war. It does. A lot of that is bound up in the militia and the security of a free state. I mean, this is the thing. This is what they're scared of. They are scared of the people having the ability to deal with them when they've just gone too far. And I got to tell you, I think they've gone too far as soon as they start doing a lot of this stuff. They should have been reined in a long time ago.
And I'm not talking about going up there and doing people harm and stuff right now. I'm not talking about that at all. These things are used in defense. Understand that. Defense. Do not take me out of context. If you do, you're going to be in trouble. The weapons are to be used defensively, not offensively. See, and this is part of the problem where our own nation is a bunch of hypocrites. We go and we're aggressive with a lot of countries now. We are offensive. We are not defensive. And I don't want anybody to misrepresent me or misunderstand what I'm saying. But yes, the common citizenry should have weapons of war, including anything the military has. And you say, well, that's a little bit outrageous. Law-abiding citizens, you don't have to worry about them having those arms, do you? Because they abide by the law. Criminals you have to worry about. The law-abiding citizens, you shouldn't. You should never worry about them having those things. Let's go a little further. Again, trashing the Constitution, the laws, both of the United States and of Delaware, Mr. Kahn and his little gang there on the town council said, we don't care about that. We just want to do what makes us feel good. Like we feel like we're doing something. According to a Facebook post from the township there, quote, Kahn's initiative complements the six state bills recently signed into law by Governor Phil Murray, or Murphy, that will also help stem the tide of gun violence. Kahn attended the signing ceremony in Trenton yesterday. I want to ask you something. This goes along with six state bills that attack your rights, people of Delaware. They attack your rights. They don't protect you one bit. If you think they protect you one bit, 1-866-582-9933. Please call us in and tell us how their words protect you and stem the tide of gun violence. Please explain that to, you know, the number of affiliates. I think we're almost at 100 affiliates, terrestrial radio stations, 53 countries, and the GCN audience. Please explain to us how writing words stem the tide of gun violence. Please. I'd love to hear it. But the fact of the matter is, it does nothing except attack your rights. And it infringes on your ability to even obtain a gun in that city. I mean, you've got to go outside the city, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But the fact that they're infringing on that is a problem. And the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs sent a letter via their attorneys that advised them that their actions were illegal and unconstitutional both under the state and federal law. And they even cited a court case. I mean, we're talking about from the Ninth Circuit Court. It's a very liberal court anyway. But they cited that these guys were just thumbing their nose at it. And they warned them they're going to face litigation. These are the things that need to be kept in mind, whether it is state, local, federal, any of these people who tell you they're doing you some kind of favor, they're securing you, they're keeping you safe, yada, 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 boink, okay, by infringing on your right. They're attempting to play God in a certain aspect, as though they can be everywhere and do all things at a whim. You know, even carrying, if you carry, you can't stop everything, but you can be a hindrance to whatever may come about, and you may just stop it. Now, on the other side of the break, we're going to take a look at what happened in Washington and also what happened in Delaware. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right. And welcome back to the final segment here on sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd like to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com if you want to check out any of these articles that I'm talking about real quickly. Final segment here. And so I want to hit real quick this thing in Delaware. This going on, the banning of bump stocks. Now, these things have been deemed as not making a gun a fully automatic weapon, and they don't. They don't. You still have to pull the trigger once for every round that you're firing off out of a semi-automatic weapon. I've heard quote-unquote conservatives tell me, well, they waste ammunition, they're not accurate, they're dangerous, yada, yada, yada. That's irrelevant. That's an irrelevant argument. Okay? It just is an irrelevant argument. If I want to waste ammunition and money in the process, well, I can do that. A bump stock doesn't make it fully automatic. And here's the thing. Here's the real kicker. A fully automatic weapon should not be deemed to be illegal in the first place. In fact, you can get fully automatic weapons here in the States. You know how do you achieve that? You have to pay a tax. And people say, well, no, it's a fee for a thing, you know, you get from the government, $300, whatever. It's a tax. That's what it is. They want your money for it. They want your money to exercise your right to have a fully automatic weapon. Again, if you're a law-abiding citizen, there's nothing to worry about from you if you have a fully automatic weapon. There just isn't. And yet people think that's a bad thing. our founders would have not thought it was a bad thing. They would have thought it was a very good thing. Yet, Governor Carney up there in Delaware thinks, oh, by signing this bill into law, we are saying that there is no place in Delaware for bump stocks and other devices that are used to increase the rate of fire of semi-automatic weapons, making these weapons even more potentially deadly. And you see, he scares you with that. Now, what I demonstrated was that Mr. Carney is, I think the technical term for it is an idiot. He's a liar. He is a liar. There's no nice way to say it. If you don't believe me, go check out the article on sunslibertymedia.com. Because you can bump fire without a bump stock. One guy's out here. It's all in the technique. In fact, you can put a bump stock on a semi-automatic rifle. And if you don't know what you're doing there, you will get that thing to fire more than one round anyway. Per pull of the trigger. But bump firing is nothing more than you pulling the trigger once for every round that's going off. It's just you have techniques in which you can do it to where it increases the rate of fire. Now, if Mr. Carney is very serious about what he's saying, then he's going to have to start cutting off people's fingers. Maybe removing their shoulders, or in some cases, not allowing people to have belt loops on their pants. And you can get the videos and you can watch them. They're there in the article. But he doesn't do that. Why? Because ultimately this is a step to say, okay, see, we've taken these steps to get rid of this problem, and that's obviously not working. Now we're going to have to just get rid of the guns. That's going to be their next approach. They're just biding their time, waiting for the next shooting. Waiting for the next time a bump stock shows up in something, which, as far as I know, it's only shown up in the Las Vegas shooting. But the point is this. This is what they're doing. And they're illogical and they're unlawful. And they need to be stopped. Now, that's in Delaware. And you can check that out there. I'm not going to go any more into Delaware. But what I want to say is, here in the state of Washington, we have armed citizens, okay, we've got a guy on Sunday goes and carjacks a car from some teenagers. The teens have non-life-threatening injuries. They're cared for in that. Guy goes to a local Walmart, goes inside, pulls out his gun, shoots the display case that has ammunition in it, apparently attempting to get ammunition there. Some shoppers, at least two of them, in the store heard the shots. They were carrying their firearm. They followed him out to the parking lot where he was attempting to try to carjack another vehicle. And when the driver wouldn't comply with him, he shot him. And then he approached another car and driver. And as soon as the driver backed away from him, one of the guys who followed him out of the Walmart shot him. Now, just to show you the difference between the two, here was a guy, shot a driver because he wouldn't give him his car, shot an ammunition case to get ammunition. I had already stolen a vehicle, clearly out for himself. An armed citizen, not a policeman, just a person like you and me, went with another shopper who was armed, followed this guy out, ended up shooting him to stop him from doing what he was doing, committing crimes. And then, as he waited on paramedics to come, he offered the guy first aid to try to keep him alive. Of course, his shot, him shooting the guy, ultimately ended up killing him. That wasn't his intention. His intention was to stop him from committing crimes. His intention was to keep him from taking somebody else's life. And that guy's name was Brian Adams. And Mr. Adams, according to at least one shopper, was praised as a hero, and rightly so. One of the shoppers said, this guy could have taken out more people wounded or killed. And so Brian should be heralded as a hero. And the guy he shot, Tim Day, this guy has a criminal history, including violations of a domestic violence protection order, felony assault, and making death threats. So, you know, when I hear stuff like that came out of President Trump's mouth after the Parkland shooting, where he says, you know, and he's talking about Nicholas Cruz, and I get what he was getting at. He was saying, well, in these cases where we have these quote-unquote mental health people, we take the guns first and due process is next. No, that's not how it works, because government should have no authority in dealing with mental health. You know, they're not equipped to deal with that. But here's the thing. What they should have done was dealt with the criminal allegations against Nicholas Cruz first. Same thing with this guy. He already had felony assault, making death threats, all of this kind of stuff, domestic violence protection order. He's violated all that. He's shown that he is a violent criminal. He should have already been dealt with a long time ago, but he wasn't. And because he wasn't, a car was stolen. Two other cars were attempted to be stolen. A driver was shot. And ultimately, an armed citizen had to take him down. And don't tell me for a minute that Mr. Adams doesn't face any kind of psychological repercussions of that. Everyone that I know who's had to ever shoot anybody, self-defense, protecting somebody else, or whatever, I mean, it affects them psychologically. This is why many of our men who go to war, I mean, it messes with their minds. But if we had just dealt with the criminal, none of that would have happened. But we didn't do that. And so an armed citizen had to take care of him. And this is why it's very important that the right to keep and bear arms, as well as obtain those arms, which is through sales, something that the New Jersey township there and the former Marine captain turned traitor just don't seem to understand. And it's something that we have to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not necessarily against police officers. I'm not. But we're supposed to be the ones upholding the law. We are, the people. I mean, when you go back even into the Old Testament, who was upholding the law? It was the people. Who was carrying out the punishment? It was the people. It wasn't being done in some back room or some, you know, courtroom somewhere. This was, everything was done out in the open. Whether it was an execution, if it was a civil matter, it was handled between the people who were there. Somebody stole something, whatever the case may be. And you had a judge there, sure. But it was the people upholding the law. It was the people doing that. And look, I've yet to run across any police officers who weren't happy that law-abiding citizens took care of a situation that they didn't have to come into that was dangerous. They were happy about that. They just do the cleanup and the paperwork, and that's what they're there for. So keep that in mind when you're seeing all this stuff that's coming out, whether it's in state, local, or the federal government, all of it is unlawful. They're infringing on your rights. You need to stand against it no matter who the party is. 23 Bradley will be back with you. Thank you for joining us here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Tim Brown. Until then.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.